You're listening to SBS News.
In an empty school building in the eastern Syrian city of Hasaka, Mohammed Abd al-Musa sleeps on a thin mattress. He's one of the nearly 200,000 people the United Nations says are displaced from recent fighting between Turkey, along with its Syrian rebel allies, and the Kurdish-dominated Syrian Democratic Forces.
We're waiting for the outcomes and safety guarantee. Without that, we won't go back because the Free Army is there, and they do whatever they want. If they were to arrest me and ask me where I've been, and I told them I was displaced, they would say, are you with the regime, the YPG or others? I swear that I'm not with any of them. I'm just an old man in my house.
Families have kept arriving despite a five-day truce agreed last week between Turkey and Washington, which was about to expire. Jamila Mustafa thought she and her family weren't going to have enough time to get out.
We were sitting at home. Everything was fine. We were sitting and we saw the plane soaring above us. I was alone. My husband was on the border. I was visiting my mother. We fled and went to find my husband. We fled and spent 2 days on the street until they told us there was a school here. They brought us here to Hasaka.
But hours before the five-day ceasefire between Turkish and Kurdish-led forces was due to end, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says a deal has been reached with Russia.
Starting 12 p.m. noon of October 23, within 150 hours, YPG terrorists and their arms will be taken out of 30 kilometres depth. Their fortifications and positions will be destroyed. After 150 hours, in the west and the east of the area of Operation Peace Spring, with a depth of 10 kilometres, Turkish and Russian joint patrol will begin. All YPG terrorists in Tel Rifat and Manbij will be taken off this area together with their arms.
The announcement was made after marathon talks in Sochi with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
After quite a lot of long, hard work, we managed to achieve decisions that will be announced by the foreign ministers of both countries. In my opinion, these decisions are very important, maybe even momentous, and will allow us to resolve the acute situation on the Syria-Turkey border.
The deal endorses the return of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces to the border alongside Russian troops, replacing the Americans who had patrolled the region for years with their former Kurdish allies. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.